Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97, Funk Flex, hot97.com, and flexwetrust.com. I got my man Mace on the phone. Mace, what's going on, my brother?
What's up, Flex?
Listen, man, first of all, I will not allow there can't be any more false stop and starts, baby. We're gonna do this. One of the two. Now, I don't know if you know, Mace, but we are 13 years.
Yeah.
April 20th, 1999. You call me, and I'm going to tell you something. I remember that day because I didn't believe you.
Oh, this is the day that I called you and told you I wasn't rapping no more.
Yes, sir. And I think me and you stayed on the phone. I said, fam, is this really what we're going to do today? He said, I'm not playing. I'm serious. So, here we are.
So, you know, Flex, I mean, to keep it 100 with you, that, you know, nobody gets as many chances as I got. So, I think I'm meant to do it. That's the conclusion I came to. I think I'm just meant to do it.
Now,
I keep throwing it away. It keep coming back to me. It must be meant.
Now, last time that you were involved in anything, you were possibly going to be in the G-Unit camp. 50 was supposed to sign you. You were in the, what's the song?
Window Shopper.
You was in the Window Shopper video. Now, the deal didn't happen, supposedly.
Here we go.
Now, come on, man. I want to know.
Here we go.
Like, now, it was something that going on with Diddy that had caused friction between Diddy and 50 Cent. How did you feel about that? And is that why the deal did not happen?
Well, I mean, Flex, right now, I really don't really want to talk about them at this point.
Okay.
And I think all of them are rich enough, you know. They don't need no Mace Media.
They got enough money?
Yeah, they don't need no Mace Media, man.
But now that leads, have you spoken to 50 Cent since?
I can't say I spoke to him. I know we probably ended on good terms. We shouldn't have no issues.
Okay.
You know, he's doing what he's doing. I respect what he's doing.
So, because this brings me to the next thing, because now Diddy is on this Wale song, right?
Yeah.
And who reached out to you to put you on this song?
Wow. I mean, I think it was French, man. A lot of love got to go out to French. I don't know why he was repping me so strong, but he just showed me, like, he showed me Harlem love. He ain't even from Harlem. It's crazy, you know?
He had you.
Really, I mean, really French.
You was on another French Montana record maybe about a year ago, correct?
Yeah, I was on a New York Minute record with him and Kiss.
Gotcha.
And then after that, it was like we was in the studio. We're totally opposite, but, you know, he just showed me wild love, you know what I'm saying? So I rock with who rock with me. He called Wale one time, and then Wale was like, yo, come to the studio. And I was in Atlanta, and then I just came through, and then they was just blowing so hard in the studio, so smoking all loud. I couldn't even get my verse out. They kept laughing at me, so I came back. The next day, I was like, yo, I'm ready now. He was like, you ready? So they threw me in the booth, and then, you know, Diddy got on it. Everybody else got on it. That's pretty much how it went, you know.
But on the song, Diddy kind of intros it. Did you know that was going to happen? Did Diddy know you were going to be on the song?
Nah, we surprised each other. I mean, but Diddy, you know, Diddy is Diddy, man. Diddy is Diddy, you know. I mean, like, to this day, I always tell people I don't really have no issues with him. I think a lot of times we just get put on the other side of each other just because of history. You know, he's one of the biggest contributors that ever gave to the church and all of that. So, you know, we're probably cooler than I thought.
So, Mace, April 20th, 1999, it's been so long. What was your reasoning for retiring then?
I just wanted something different. I wanted to really maximize my potential. I thought I could do more than rap, and I just so happened to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at how people, different artists, they made clothing lines. People respected it. Mm-hmm. Other people bought NBA teams. That was respected. You know, rap has always been about just using your talents to be able to do more. I'm just the only one that got criticized for doing more. That was just unexpected. I think I overachieved.
Now, right before you retired, and me and you haven't talked about this, right before you retired, you and Jay-Z, because you just brought up people buying teams, you and Jay-Z were having a couple words, exchanging on a couple records.
Yeah.
So have you and him had a chance to speak or see each other?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I saw Hov was when we was at New York City. And I think it was what was that again, man? I'm rambling. The time when we was in MSG and he had this, him and R. Kelly got into it and we came.
Got you.
And I came and did the show for him and he was like, yo, for this one, I got to be a fan. He was sitting in the front row. I thought that was real, you know, real gentleman-like, you know. I have nothing but the utmost respect for what he did and what he do, you know. And I just feel like, you know, I'm just making music, you know. It's not really nothing really to think about.
So now there's rumors, Mace, of you and Rick Ross, it was on the internet last week, possibly getting together, possibly putting.
How you get that, Flex? I was just in the back of a picture.
Yo,
and they had pictures with me and, you know, me standing by Omarion. I really went to Miami, and I was going there to kick it with Rico. Rico is like a long-term friend of mine that we was just cool, you know, back when he was an artist.
Got you.
And, you know, he just got on fire, and he just called me down there to kick it with him. It wasn't on no music stuff. We was just chilling, just catching up. Then he just called me and asked me to, you know, take a ride with him. I didn't know who was going to be on the studio and all of that. So I got there, and everybody was there, and they just said, take a flick. The next thing I know, I got a Maybach. I got a, you know, got a Maybach chain. And I got I got 20 beats from Kanye. The stories just keep getting crazy, huh?
You know, people want to know what's going on. It's Funk Flex. I got my man Mace on the phone. So Mace, have you had a chance to get with Loon?
Nah, but that's one of the things I definitely want to make right.
Okay.
I got the utmost love for Loon and everybody in the town, you know, all of them.
What about Sean since he's been home, since he's been out of jail?
Nah, I haven't spoken to him. I haven't spoken to him. But on another note, you know what I'm saying, that dude Rick Ross, I mean, lyrically, he's amazing.
He's a beast out here, right?
Yeah, he's amazing. I was listening to some of the records. You know me, I'm not biased. Somebody hot, they hot. I wish people would be the same way with me.
Listen, Mace, we got to get the album, my brother. Like, we got because look, I'm gonna tell
Flex,
you.
Let me tell you something before I go, though.
Yes,
I can only do music if I can do it the way I can do it. I really that's what be making me stop. I don't want to do music in a box. Like everybody say what I can't do, and they can't say this. But when you need me to come do something for you, I gotta be able to come to that. I have to be able to come to that event
and get it cracking the way you want to crack.
Yeah. So if I'm taking all the limitations off, man, they're gonna have to pray for me.
Is there anything, Mace, that you regret doing in the last 10 years?
I regret not giving myself room for growth. That's what I regret.
Got you.
Like I went so hard left that I didn't really leave no room to be an individual, like a human being, you know? Like, because I learned it, you know, that's what I wanted to do. That's what I still want to do. If I had to pick the two, I still pick God over music any day. And I just didn't really give myself room to grow. Like, I went from one extreme to another extreme. And it was a middle place. It was just I was so gung-ho about what I was learning. That's all I wanted. You know what I'm saying? So to keep it 100, that's really it. And then I went so hard in one direction that people had things to say, and rightfully so. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame them for that. But now, I mean, it's been, like you said, 13 years.
My brother,
let's move on.
My brother, can you believe it, my brother? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Flex.
Yeah, I remember Mace, man. I remember a couple times being in Harlem with you, my brother. and the cars, you'd stop the traffic, man. So, I mean, in places.
Yeah, like Diddy said, I was in Miami. They was beating on the window. Hey, yo, Mace, I'm going to keep it real with you. Nobody gets that. Not rappers. No. Not beating on your window.
Yo, man, and yo, you didn't even have, man, an album out yet. You would just... You would have touched down on the albums and a couple of records.
I did your album. You remember that?
Fam, I remember the night. We were in D&D Studios. And let me tell you something. You didn't even album wait. I waited 4 hours for you in there, my brother, because I knew that freestyle was going to be me. And you touched down over Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing, what I remember.
Yo, Flex, I'm going to keep it 100 with you, Flex.
Yes, sir.
Need you, Flex.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Oh. No, Flex, I need you like you go for Jay and them. I need that, man. Like
Mace.
I'm rap royalty.
Mace,
Flex.
If you ready to go again, my brother, I'm ready to go again. You give me something, we're going to do what we do what we did, and we'll do it again.
All right.
Is
now,
that the best way to put it?
That's the best way to put it.
Harlem.
Flex.
Oh, my goodness. All right, my brother. I appreciate you calling.
All right.
You know what it is. Hold on.